But I'm going to tell you why many Christians are living in defeat, why many Christians are living in absolute despair and misery, why their life is an empty shell. There's no secret about it. That book is an almost entirely neglected book. Oh, now there are Christians who read it. How many Christians do you know actually study the Bible? Study the Bible. Now you tell me, how many do you know who actually study God's Word? I don't know how to study. Don't tell me that. You know how to study. You study geology, geometry, whatever all these things are you study at school. You study them all. You can't study God's Word? No, don't tell me that. And furthermore, there's no book has more helps provided to enable you to study. We have given out hundreds of our little Bible study leaflets you keep in your Bible. You just do it every day and you'll be studying God's Word. But I'll tell you what's wrong. We're all so busy. Now, we treat this as if this were something so modern. It's not. It's not. You can be so busy that you have no time for the Word of God. If that's the case, then you're just too busy. And it's time to reevaluate. People are running around like headless chickens. You ever see a headless chicken? You ever see a chicken wants to cut the head off? Man, that thing's going round and round and round. It has speed and energy like you never saw. Of course, it's dead. It's only all muscular, but it's going nowhere. It's doing nothing. It's all to no avail. That's the way Christians are living their lives, like headless chickens. To what effect? Psalmist says, I've hidden your word in my heart. You can't do that if you're not taking time with the Bible. You cannot do it. Your 5 minutes glancing over the Bible where you read and you forget what you've read. You're like the man that James talks about. You look in the mirror. You don't like what you see, so you forget about it. You come to the Bible. And it's in one eye and out the other side of your head and you've forgotten it. Listen, that's not how to hide the Word in your heart. Brothers and sisters, there's no difficulty in understanding the problem. It's getting to the root of it now and making the preparation. You will prepare. This Bible will keep you from being deceived. You'll know which scripture to use when the devil comes. You'll know exactly where to turn to. That's a big, big thing.